All I wanted was a new Mercedes.
That a hip hop album review, Meek Mill, Dreams Worth More Than Money. Now, if you wanna purchase the album, support your boy Meek Mill, you can find the link in the description below. Also, man, support your boys, man. Support your boys. Buy a t-shirt. The link is in the description below. We also have fan funding. I'm gonna let Ken get into that, though.
Yeah, if you guys don't wanna buy a t-shirt, you're more than welcome to go to the home, to the main channel and click the little blue link in the right-hand corner. It's fan funding. You can donate from a dollar all the way up. So every little bit counts. And everything that you guys do, you know, in terms of watching the show, subscribing, sharing, all that stuff, we appreciate it all. But yeah, if you want to contribute monetarily, in any form or fashion, you know, then yeah.
They got you, man. All that extra, man. Meek Mill, Dreams Worth More Than Money. This is what, the third Meek Mill project that we've done, or the second?
No, I think this is the second. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the second from Meek Mill.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It didn't go so well.
No, it didn't.
It didn't go so well.
I don't know how this one's gonna go.
I think you liked it, didn't you?
I liked a couple more songs.
If you guys haven't seen that, the link is in the description. You'll definitely
want to see
it. It was some years ago. He was signed to Grand Hustle, you know, I think, before he signed to Maybach Music, which was after he got out of jail. Meek has been around for a minute since 2003 when he was with the Bloodhounds, and then after that, you know, he did Flamers 2.5, and then he started, and that's when he kind of really started to move.
There's two things that I always anticipate, or at least this one thing I always can count on Meek Mill on a mixtape, album, whatever.
To yell.
That's definitely, and I'm gonna talk about that. But a hard ass intro and a hard ass outro. He's always been known for that. And I think that he did that again on this project. Now, we always talk about artists and their progression. And I feel like Meek lacks creativity. And he didn't, for me, show any progression there. I think he's stereotypical with the topics and content that he typically raps about. The progression for him came in the sense of him screaming. He worked on that because he did not scream quite a bit as much as he used to. So I'm glad that he really worked on that. He worked on that with Jay. Like, he really sat down with Jay and they worked on
Jay
it.
Who?
Jay-Z.
He did.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's been in the studio with Jay, and Jay's been the one coaching him on how not to scream and how to project without doing all of that. But like I said, Meek is known for hard intros, and I felt like the beat on Lord Knows and him coming into that was dope. Classic is the Meek that I wanted more of. Like, all of these lines, the line that he was talking about, touchdown with the 2-point conversion, my dick long, whatever, get Uber to send your bitch home. Like, Meek can spit, but I feel like he didn't do it a lot on this project. I felt like Classic was the one that he really, like, he was able to show that ability. Now, Jump Out the Face with Future, I felt like that's my joint right there. All Eyes on You with Chris Brown and Nicki. This right here is where the album starting to get shaky for me. It's too cutesy. Like, okay, yeah, you're dating, okay, but
what you expect from what you've been seeing on this Instagram?
But you know what, though? Look, I like,
it's kind of expected.
I like Bad For You, though.
Why you ain't no Black Love, man?
Huh?
Why you ain't no Black Love, man?
I'm not hating. I'm saying I like Bad For You. Like, I like the stories, or the story that, you know, Meek is talking about, like, getting Nicki, and, you know, we on the same level and this, that, and we've been flirting and fuck them other niggas and fuck them other bitches and we together and all that. Okay, cool. I like Bad For You. But the joint, All Eyes on You, that was just a little too cutesy. I can't mess with that. Pulling Up with The Weeknd was another dope track, but it was like the one that I felt like did not fit because
that was a hot mess.
It sounded like a Weeknd song featuring Meek Mill. Like, it didn't sound like a Meek Mill song featuring Weeknd. The Trillest, I Got Juice, Check, and Stand Up were the ones I was kind of like,
Kind of didn't like, or like 50-50 on
them? That was 50-50 on them. It was just lackluster for me. I wanted more. But the songs I really liked was Cold Hearted, the intro Lord Knows, Been That with Rick Ross, Rico with Drake, Pulling Up, and Classic, and Jump Out the Face. So overall, I thought it was a good project. I thought it brought Meek back into that commercial relevance, you know what I'm saying, because he's been gone for so long and people haven't liked his previous projects, you know what I'm saying? So I felt like this was a good re-entry into hip-hop. But I'm not that big of a Meek fan because he's not giving me anything about him. It's all about money and flash, and that's cool. Like there's a place for those type of artists, and he makes what I like to call now like hip-hop party music, which is cool, and I fuck with that. But this album just didn't overall connect with me. But it was a good album. I thought it was a good project. I think it was one of the better projects that I heard from Meek.
I think there were moments and there were things on this album that I did like that I want to hear from Meek Mill. But I think as an overall project, I think it just, for me, it just sounded really confusing, you know, and it sounded like Meek Mill is probably in that transition that you're talking about, where he's trying to kind of go to this other level. And what I mean by that is and really just the All Eyes on You song and Bad For You, because those are songs that Nicki Minaj was pushing him to make. And Meek Mill, you know, didn't want to make those type of songs. Meek Mill's like, no, I'm a street rapper. Like, I rap about street shit. And she was like, nah, like, you need to make these type of songs. And this is the type of songs that I make. I know what I'm talking about. So you should listen to me. And
where y'all get this information from?
How did that happen?
Huh?
How you know that happened?
Well, he said it.
He said that Nicki told him to make these songs?
Nicki wanted him to make, yeah. He was on an interview. That? It was on an interview.
Well, Power 105 or something like that?
Angie? I think it was Angie Martinez. But yeah, he said it because he said it. He wasn't too hot on making these type of songs. But at the same time, you know, he wants to take his career to another level. He listened to her, and he sounded uncomfortable to me on these songs, and it didn't come across well at all. Lord Knows is the typical Meek Mill. What I want to hear more of Meek Mill on is or beats like Classic. Something more like Stand Up, you know, where he's not yelling as much. The production is different than Check or Been That. I think he can do that, and I think he can make songs that would be interesting if he continues to go down that path. I liked Ambitions. I thought Ambitions was cool. I kind of felt some kind of way, you know, a little bit for a minute, you know, yeah, with the pop thing. But I love the beat was hard. But overall, I think just as a whole, man, it just sounded like Meek was a little bit trying to do too much of this, that, and the other, and it just didn't come across well to me, you know. And there were a lot of misses. Like the song with The Weeknd, I thought was a hot mess. I didn't like that song at all. It had an awkward place on the album. Like it was right after Ambition.
It did.
And you know, then you want to come with that, and then you want to follow that up with Check. So then you hit Been That, and then you follow that up with Bad For You. So nah. And can we talk about DJ Khaled? It's like, why was he even on it? Did he produce that track?
I don't think DJ Khaled produces anything.
He didn't get any feature credits on it.
That don't mean shit.
Produce.
That doesn't mean shit.
God, that irritated the hell out of me. Because it came out of left field. Like, dude, hush. But anyway, but yeah, man, I this one
fell flat.
Yeah, I couldn't rock with it. But there are some songs on here I can walk away from. I can walk away from.
You know, there was one line that I wanted to mention real early in Stand Up when he said, I passed Jigga. Like, what the fuck did you pass Jigga on?
Oh, and
that's about it. Or Instagram likes or some shit like that.
And Diddy.
I was hoping you got to talk about Diddy.
What is it? Bosses get emotional too, or got feelings too?
Bosses got feelings too.
Shut up.
I got a ball.
You want to come ball over here and choke your ass.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Keep talking to Diddy like that.
I got a lawsuit, baby. Come on, Diddy.
Just like you, Ken, I was just like, yeah, this is a flat project. I didn't really care too much for it. I mean, but one thing I can say, at least tracks I do like on here is a Trillers and besides Diddy talking Cold Hearted, because you know Meek Mill was being a little more introspective about, you know, the downfalls of becoming famous and losing in touch with your family members and all that stuff. So I mean, it was good for Meek Mill to kind of touch on that, the more personal stuff in his life, because I would have hoped he would at least touched on a little bit more about him being in, since he was in prison, you know, for some months or whatever, had time to reflect and maybe come up with something. And then, like you said, he was in the booth with Jigga, so I was hoping the flows would have been a little bit different, but it was still like, I don't mind the yelling. The yelling don't really bother me like that, but it's just Meek Mill is the MC, because I really think, like, Ambition, I think that could have been a better song, but just his flow was just, it just wasn't there for me. I'm just like, golly, you know. And yeah, the Weeknd song was like awful, like bad. I was a little disappointed, I guess, with the intro. Not really disappointed, I still liked it. It was cool. I like the Dream, I guess, because I like Dreams and Nightmares and Dream Chaser.
It picked up at the end for me, because at first I was like, the auto tune, whatever.
Yeah. My only issue a lot been with Meek Mill is just, you know, it just is flow. You know, and the subject matter, yeah, the Rico song with Drake, he's talking about flossing diamonds, all that stuff. The song with Future, he's talking about flossing, of course, talking about my haters and all that stuff. Of course, he's going to talk about that. That's why I was hoping by him, after him being in jail for some months, he would have kind of came up with something, you know what I'm saying? Something better. You know, it was just like, damn, dude, you still like talking about nothing really, besides on the Trillish and Cold Hearted. That's all I got. That's all I got on this album was those two songs. Yeah, the Nicki Minaj song, it was pretty much expected. Like I said, like I told you, from the Instagram stuff and what he's been posting on that or whatever, it's like, it's expected.
I saw it coming.
Yeah, it saw it coming. So it wasn't no surprise for me where I was just like, and I knew I wasn't going to like the songs anyway. I'm like, okay, skip. So the replay value for this album is like very low. But, you know, at least Meek Mill got a little personal. But for the most part, he just kind of kept the content the same throughout this whole project, and it got like stale really fast.
You know, one thing that I think Meek does well that he didn't do at all on this was storytelling. Like, what's that Tony story? Y'all ever listen to that?
Does a lot of storytelling?
No, he doesn't do a lot. He doesn't do a lot.
He talked about it.
But Tony, if you never heard Tony's story, I think that's the name. Y'all know me and X. Tony's story, that song right there, and he's done a couple other tracks like that too.
I mean, I got the juicy told stories too, a little bit, you know, about, you know, being famous, his friends, being his enemies, and, you know. But it's just like, yeah, it just get kind of stale real. Yeah, it just gets stale real quick. So it's just like, oh man. So not saying I was really hoping for him to blow me away, but I was just like, okay, can we at least get a little bit switch up on the content level, but as far as subject matter, but it didn't. So
I got really nothing that I can really say about this album. I've never
it's
really.
Like it's so bad, you don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
I know. I got you.
I've never been a fan of Meek Mill. Like, this kind of music just does not interest me. Listening to this, it's like, I just feel like rappers have nothing to say. Like, you have 14 tracks, and it's the same shit for 14 tracks. And it's like, I can't objectively look at this project and say it's whack, because it fits perfectly fine in with all that other type of rap that's like this. So I can't look at this objectively and say, man, this shit is garbage, because he does what he does well. But I can subjectively, for me, say that an album like this is just terrible, because it's like, I don't know what to say. I really don't.
Mike is literally speechless.
I am.
He has nothing to say.
Has that ever happened?
That is so.
What can I really say about this project? Because it's just, it's so basic to me. I just don't know, man. Like, I really just don't. I'm looking at the track list, and to be honest, I can't even think of what any of these tracks even sounded like. I basically can say I didn't even really listen to this.
It's pretty much like background music for you.
Yeah.
Much.
After two or three songs, it just went away. Yeah. It just went away.
Yeah.
I get it. You know, you have money. Cool. You have bitches. Yeah. Cool.
You got groupies and stuff.
What else is there? Or is there anything else? Is this all that you have?
No.
One song out of 14 is not going to do it. And it's not,
this is the type of artist he is, and he hasn't been able to expand his lane and venture into other things. I think Mike is 100% right. In this type of hip hop, I could have seen him not liking this, because he doesn't like this type of hip hop. Like, this just does not tickle his fancy at all. You know what I'm saying? So I almost anticipated this. I really wanted to see what he was going to say, but I didn't think he was going to be speechless though.
Yeah, because I just, again, I'm sorry, people. I know you always, you know, you want me to say something cool and something funny, something deep. I have nothing. I have nothing. This album to me is like fucking... It's like eating McDonald's every day. Like, yeah, you can get a fucking a hamburger one day, a cheeseburger this day, and a double bacon cheeseburger this day. There's a little bit of variety, but at the end of the day, it's the same shit. When I feel like getting ignorant, I can't even listen to this shit.
You can't get ignorant with this album, though.
No. Yeah, I can get ignorant with ASAP. Yeah, you can. I can get ignorant with Kool G Rap. I can't get ignorant with this. Like, I cannot get jiggy with this shit. I can at all, bro.
You can't wait next Friday.
I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Man, that shit called King. You wasn't ready. You wasn't ready. I can tell.
I always say I have to give an album 3 listens. And I have to be honest, this was one of the most painful 3 listens I've had to do in a very long time. And it's another one of those albums that makes me really regret doing Dead End Hip Hop, because I would never listen to this album. And Meek Mill as a rapper, he doesn't, there's nothing about him as a rapper that makes me excited or interested. It's like the flow is not interesting, and it's like he's just yelling, and a lot of times it seems to me like he's just yelling about nothing. Why are you so angry? If all you're talking about is how much money you have, and you have this bad chick next to you, all these cars, and you know you're one of the best rappers out, why are you so angry? What are you yelling about? I know it sounds really disrespectful, and I'm not trying to be that way, because Meek Mill, like I said, he does what he does well. But I can't see how an album like this is really that hard to put together. Because it seems like you just sit down and you just write one big long song. And you just
chop it up.
Did you just chop it up?
In 14 pieces.
Because all of this shit, he was talking about the same type of shit. But I'll tell you, when I got to, hold on, what was the one? Checks on checks on checks. I got checks.
Checks.
Checks,
yeah.
What was the one? What was the one?
Check, 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 check. No, dude. I'm sorry, bro. When Rick Ross is the most interesting thing about a project, that's when I know I'm losing. I'm losing.
I felt the same way. When Rick Ross, I was like, oh, okay.
Rick Ross changed his flow up a little bit. He was actually kind of interesting as a rapper, but there were just too many negatives. Diddy was a negative. Nicki singing was okay. Nicki singing didn't bother me. Maybe she should sing more. Drake was just like, that verse was dry. Swiss Beats. God fucking damn it. Don't ever rap again. Will someone please stop putting Swiss Beats on songs?
Yes, he rapped. He did a hook. He rapped the hook.
He rapped. Yeah. Someone needs to stop.
He rapped the hook.
Kanye did it.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's doing it again. Like, please, please, for the love of fucking God, Swiss Beats, stop fucking rapping. Like, you're good at what you do. You make great beats. Your name is Swiss Beats, not Swiss Raps. Stop fucking rapping. We don't want to hear that shit.
So what if you
don't even talk over the track.
Don't even talk on Showtime. That's as much as I'll take out of you. That's as much as I'll take out of you.
90s, bro. Like, you didn't even come with nothing new.
No!
Like, I usually go
read. Stop nothing new! Showtime! Fine, do that. You but stop rapping.
He called him.
I can be on the track.
Oh, I can get a check.
But yeah, I have nothing constructive to say about this project, because the people that like this kind of music, I'm sure they will eat this up. But this is not made for a broke dude at a dead-end job that drives a Hyundai.
I understand the content about the money. I still don't think the songs or the album itself was good enough to even support that. I'm with you. It was painful to listen to, but I kept listening to it because I needed to find something out of this album.
Why? Because I knew there wasn't anything there. Because look, the people that like this kind of shit, they don't look for anything there.
I thought the beats were different than what he's done before.
It was just basically pop trap. Is that not what he usually does?
No, normally he does the normally his other stuff was the loud beats, the check type beats. Okay. He did change that up a little bit. Okay.
This is that new age hip hop party music. Like, when you go to a house party, you go to the club, this is the type of shit that they're playing. Like, they're playing Jump Out the Face. Like, that right there is getting played in the club, in the strip club, in the house party. Like, that's what's getting played. Been that with Ross. Like, that's the type of stuff that's getting played. So I 100% agree. The audience that Meek caters to isn't trying to divulge lyrics and it having a deeper meaning. It's like, does it sound good with a system? Does it sound good in the club? Like, can I bounce to it? And if it meets that criteria, then it's good. That's why I say that this is a good album for him. But if we're trying to like break down his lyricism and his I'm not saying that was wrong with
still like the songs could have been better.
Yeah, for me it's the songs, like, you know, the content whatever.
For me this has some replay value. Like there's a lot of skippable tracks for me, but the ones, well, not for me, but I'm just saying, like, more than half of the album I'm listening to.
One that we did listen to, I didn't know anything about Meek Mill at that point. Since then, a lot of people have been saying that Meek Mill is this crazy lyricist. And I was like,
really?
Dead ass. And I didn't really see it because he used to be a battle rapper. I think I was kind of expecting to hear like aggressive battle raps, at least some. And even one of my favorite MCs of all time, Tame One, was saying, oh, y'all saying that Meek Mill can't rap. So I was like, well, shit, if Tame One is saying this dude is nasty, I'm missing something. So I went and checked out a couple of tracks, and I was just like, well, I don't see it. Maybe that's in him somewhere, and he just chooses not to do it, because that would make sense, because nobody in the commercial, you know, arena wants to hear that type of rap.
Right. Like that, so, yeah.
But I was expecting, okay, maybe when I listen to this album, I might hear a couple bars that are like that, because wasn't he supposed to battle Cassidy?
Yeah, because they had to be.
Okay, he was supposed to battle Cassidy and that, which, whatever, with Cassidy, but... He just sounds like a very stereotypical rapper. Like, it's like styrofoam rapper. Like, it's just like, this is the most basic of rap that you could possibly hear. So I don't get it. I really just don't get it.
Listening to this, I, you know, was hoping that the content would change a little bit, but I didn't have high expectations that they would. Pretty much did what was expected, but what I did like from this album is what I may see you doing with your next couple of projects, switching up the beats more, you know, stuff like beats like Stand Up and Classic and Ambition, you know, those were tracks that I haven't heard you rap over before, you know, and if you have, I probably just missed it, but I would like to hear more of that, because I think, you know, based on what people were saying, you're working with Jay-Z, you know, I think that could be a good transition for you, and, you know, and if you start to switch up the content a little bit more, you know, I think you're going to be all right. You know, I understand the two tracks that you had with, you know, Nicki and Chris Brown, I get it. You know, you're trying to, you know, become a little bit more commercially appealing to people and, of course, the female demographic, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so I guess give you props for trying to at least, you know, do that.
I'm not your biggest fan, but I'm going to just say, you know, kind of sort of how I felt with Big Sean. Like, with your projects, I want to get more introspective tracks from you. I want to know more about you and how Philly raised you and why you became who you became and why you rap about certain things and stuff like that. Like, I know you was on the block. I know you was on the corner, but get more introspective with that. Like Tony Story Part 2, man. Like, give more of that. You know what I'm saying? And for me personally, I'd enjoy that a little bit more, but I fuck with you because you make that, for me, you make that party money music, man. And I bump in the whip, yo shit bump in the whip, man, so I fuck with it.
At least, you know, you kind of somewhat grew a little bit on your subject matter, a little bit with a couple songs that I do like on here. So try to go that route. I guess kind of like FIFO, kind of go with the more introspective route, a little bit more storytelling, but just, I guess for me, just work on the flow. I just can't get with the way you flow, man. That's pretty much all I have to say. Yeah, I don't really mess with this album. I don't plan on listening to this album again either. But yeah, wish you the best of luck, me.
Just if you're watching, good luck.
That's yours.
That's basically mine.